January 23rd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Transformed by insight. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, 2 Corinthians 3:18. The outstanding characteristic of a Christian is this unveiled frankness before God so that the life becomes a mirror for other lives. By being filled with the Spirit, we are transformed, and by beholding, we become mirrors. You always know when a man has been beholding the glory of the Lord. You feel in your inner spirit that he is the mirror of the Lord's own character. Beware of anything which would sully that mirror in you. It is nearly always a good thing, the good that is not the best. The golden rule for your life is mine, and mine is this concentrated keeping of the life open towards God. Let everything else, work, clothes, food, everything on earth, go by the board, saving that one thing. The rush of other things always tends to obscure this concentration on God. We have to maintain ourselves in the place of beholding, keeping the life absolutely spiritual all through. Let other things come and go as they may. Let other people criticize as they will. But never allow anything to obscure the life that is hid with Christ in God. Never be hurried out of the relationship of abiding in Him. It is the one thing that is apt to fluctuate, but it ought not to. The severest discipline of a Christian's life is to learn how to keep beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. That's the end of Oswald's text. God created man for the specific purpose of bringing pleasure to himself. And that pleasure is his glory. God created us for a personal relationship. And when God challenges us to be like his son Jesus Christ, which was God himself manifest in the flesh, it is about being the exact mirror image of the God of the universe, the creator of us all. When we have a relationship with another human being, we begin to reflect who they are and what they are. Their character, as we observe them day in and day out, becomes our character, and vice versa. If our character is right, then as we are in the presence of others, their character becomes right. When we look into the face of God constantly and consistently, we know that character is completely perfect. And the longer we spend looking into the face of God and observing the character of God and being affected by his love and his character, the more we become like him. As we look around us, the natural tendency of human character is to be selfish, greedy, always looking out for oneself or one's own family, and one's self and one's family being the highest priority. The God of the universe, however, was other-centered and gave himself for us. He set the example. So the more we observe the character and nature of God of being consistently and eminently forgiving and merciful, and kind and loving and full of grace, the more we observe that and the more we realize that it has been given to us, the more we will reflect those same character traits to those around us. Let us be the true and untainted and untarnished expression of God in the flesh in this moment, today.